Damn Christmas. He hit the turn-off button on the remote, then reached up and wiped away a tear that was rolling down his cheek with the back of his hand. That damn film, every time he saw it, the same thing. Each good old savings and loan, each Zozo's pedals, each time a bell rings an angel gets his wings. He'd seen the film 100 times before, yet he still got churned up by it. How many times, he thought, as another tear threatened to roll down his cheek, how many times had he said he would never watch it again? Yet every Christmas it was repeated, and he watched it with the same effect. He stood up and, reaching for a now empty beer can with his dirty plate, took them into the kitchen, added the plate to the pile of "I'll wash them in the morning" dishes in the sink. Damn, he said to himself, damn Christmas. Shop windows yelling at you to come and spend your money, bright lights, singing, receive cards from people you don't know about, and being with your family. He laughed. Some chance being with his family. He'd not spoken to his parents since the day he'd stormed out the house and out their lives. Once too often they had said no, and he'd said yes. Once too often they had argued, and this time when it had been no turning back. But that had been 3 years ago. Oh, well, he thought, looking at the clock, he'd make his way to the bar and seeing Christmas with the people he knew who knew his name. He would have some fun and might even get a kiss or two under the mistletoe. One certain person who might be there to give him a kiss and make him smile as well. Just before 1 in the morning, fumbling with his key, he opened the door to his small bedsit. The evening had been good. Memories were only slightly blurred by the sweet red wine he'd managed to kiss the one person he'd hoped would remember him in the morning. He stumbled into his bedroom and crashed out on the bed. Sleep came very quickly, helped by the evening alcohol intake, and with sleep came dreams. And it was like a muddle of all the Christmas films rolled into one, wondering what life would be if he hadn't been born, and then flashbacks to Christmas past, his parents' faces and the joys of the family Christmas from the past. He woke in the morning, his dreams wrecked across the tumble sheet of his bed like so many ships lost on a stormy sea. He woke with the resolution that he must speak to his family. Christmas was a time for forgiving, after all. He poured himself some orange juice and thought about what he had to do. For some reason, he wanted to have a shower first. He didn't want to call his parents in his dishevelled state that he was currently in. 30 minutes later, feeling more alive, he shakily picked up the phone and dialled their number. His mother's answered the phone. "Hi, Mum. This is Tony." He heard his mother catch her breath, then the sound of the phone being dropped. His father must have picked the phone up. "Hello," came a gruff voice of his father, and even now almost made him put the phone down. "Hi, Dad. This is Tony. Happy Christmas." There was a pause. "Sorry, you must have the wrong number," came the reply, and then the line went dead. Slowly he put the phone down and wiped another tear from his eye. Damn Christmas, he shouted. Some time later, sipping his second cup of coffee, he sat pondering in the kitchen. At least this year he'd tried. He'd made the first move. Perhaps next year, he thought. Perhaps next year his parents would accept him for what he was, accept him and hopefully his new boyfriend. Another year, and they might understand he had different feelings to most other men, might realize that no matter what, he was their son, and he loved them.